Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Red Sox here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. As always, I'm your host, Gabrielle, founder of Girl at the Game. And today, the Boston Red Sox are back in the win column yet again. They went from swept to sweeping, and they are officially a 500 team. That's correct. The Red Sox went from losing the first three games of the season to the Baltimore Orioles to sweeping the Tampa Bay Rays, the current reigning American League champs, at Fenway Park, also ending a really long streak. I think it was something like 8 games dating back to last year of losing to the Rays at Fenway Park. They swept the Rays. And not only did they sweep the Rays, but this was one of the most fun and entertaining series I've ever seen. It had everything from high scoring to back-to-back home run games to a crazy extra inning win. And I'm going to break down all of it from the last two games. This was just such a fun series to watch. Such a fun series to cover. But before I get really into it, I first of all just have to say thank you so much for 1,000 followers on the Locked On Red Sox Twitter. If you're not already following, check us out at @LO_Red Sox and make sure to subscribe, or they call it following now on Apple, so you never miss an episode of the show. But thank you so much for following. I've been having so much fun actually live tweeting enjoyable baseball games. Such a fun start to the season. So thank you. Now, to start off, we just have to talk about how good it feels to sweep a really good team, a team that everyone's predicting is going to be better than your team, because everyone's predicting that your team is going to be garbage. And the first three games of the season certainly felt like we were going to prove them right, but the Red Sox just swept the Tampa Bay Rays. And Sox Notes on Twitter had some incredible stats today. It's a Red Sox account, @SoxNotes. And for starters, of the 20 seasons in which the Red Sox started 0-3, this is only the second time that they rebounded to win their next three games, which was 1951. No American League team had done that since the 2012 Yankees. And ironically, 2012 is the last time that the Red Sox started a season 0-3. Shout out Bobby Valentine. So the Red Sox have swept the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm sorry, I've definitely already said that three times so far on this episode, but I'm going to keep saying it because it feels so good. And no matter how the rest of this season shakes out, I'm going to hold on to the fact that this team went from 0-3 to winning 3 in a row, because it just gives me 2004 ALCS vibes and it just feels so good. So we're going to get into the whole thing. We're going to talk about the offense. We're going to talk about Nathan Eovaldi. We're going to talk about Rafael Devers, Christian Vasquez. I went deep diving into Baseball Reference to give you guys some great stats and make our predictions for the next series, which of course has the Red Sox starting tomorrow on the road at Baltimore, looking for redemption for their 0-3 swept start to the season. Hopefully they're going to have some of that Camden Yards magic. I know Mookie Betts isn't there anymore and he used to dominate the Orioles, and JBJ is not there to make outfield wall climbing grabs. But I have a good feeling about this series. I think that now that the Red Sox have won 3 games in a row against a very formidable opponent, they've got some heat. They've got some momentum. Christian Vasquez had an absolutely epic quote today. He said, "I'm feeling good. I'm feeling sexy at the plate." We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the episode and just how much fun he's been to watch over the last few games and over the last few years, because he's really turned into one of the best all-around catchers in the American League. But before we get into all of that, let's talk about Built Bar for a second, because they make the best tasting protein bars on the market. And when I'm sitting there watching a Red Sox game in the middle of the afternoon or late at night and I need a pick me up, I reach for Built Bar, because these bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. They're soft and easy to chew, so I'm not going to worry about cracking open a tooth while I'm watching a Red Sox game. And they come in 18 amazing flavors, both nut and nut free, and each bar is covered in 100% chocolate. They're great if you're trying to lose or maintain weight, but you still want to indulge in a delicious treat. And for a limited time only, they are giving our listeners 15% off any order. First-time buyer, repeat customer, you can get 15% off your next order when you go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get a discount on the best-tasting protein bars out there. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. So let's start this off by talking about the bats, because for the first three games of the series, the biggest concern was that the bats were virtually non-existent. In the first game, they were shut out. The second game, they scored two runs. And in the third game, they scored three. And of course, they lost all three of those games. My biggest worry was that for some reason, this team that had looked so hot coming out of spring training was suddenly incapable of scoring runs in their own ballpark. And it's just one of those moments where you wonder what the heck is going on. But then they turned it around. In the series opener against the Rays, they had 11 runs on 16 hits. Last night in the extra inning win, 6 runs on 10 hits in 12 innings. And today, they absolutely demolished the Rays yet again with 9 runs on 13 hits. So not only are they hitting, but they're scoring. And the ratio of hits to runs is actually very impressive and super excited about all of it. Let's start off with the offensive overall for this team during this three-game sweep. They had a plus 17 run differential, outscoring the Rays 26-9 over these three games. Collectively, the offense hit 339 with a 903 OPS, and the pitching combined for a 210 ERA, holding the Rays to a 194 opponent average. 0 errors by the Red Sox, 0 home runs allowed, and I saw on Twitter that apparently the Red Sox pitching staff is the only pitching staff currently this season to not allow a single home run. So maybe the Red Sox balls aren't carrying as far as they usually would with the juice balls of last year, but the pitching also isn't giving up home runs, and that's a very encouraging sign. Now, if you want to talk about the specific highlights of this offense so far over this series, let's start with Xander Bogaerts, the silent captain of this Red Sox team. Over the last three games, he went 4-for-5, 1-for-4, and 3-for-3 with 2 RBI, a single walk, and only striking out 3 times over these 12 at-bats with 4 runs scored overall in this series. He really is just cementing himself as both an offensive and defensive leader of this team, as well as a clubhouse leader, a mentor to Rafael Devers, who we'll talk about in a minute. And it's just really encouraging to see him doing well, because he's one of the only mainstays that Red Sox fans still have. And he's just such a great part of this team in every single aspect of his personality and his on-field performance. Everything feels right in the world when Xander Bogaerts is playing well for the Boston Red Sox. Now, J.D. Martinez, who, shout out to him, he played left field today for some reason, but it actually didn't seem to affect him offensively at all, which is good because usually it gives him a little bit of trouble with his back. He had at least one hit in each of the games in this series as well, including a home run in the series opener in which he went 2-for-3 with 3 RBI and 2 runs scored. The following night, last night, he went 2-for-6 with 3 RBI, including the 2 runs scored in his walk-off hit to end the game in the 12th inning last night, but a little bit before midnight. And today, he went 1-for-4 with 2 RBI and a run scored. And for a guy who usually starts the spring ice cold and takes a little bit of time to heat up, it's been so encouraging to see him hit the first home run of the Red Sox season, hit a home run in the following game, and just be one of the offensive leaders on this team, because that's what he was brought here to do. And he actually put himself in a conversation with his predecessor David Ortiz. According to Sox Note, he tied the Red Sox record for most extra base hits in the team's first 6 games with 8, joining Billy Werber in 1934 and Jose Offerman in 1999. And then he joined David Ortiz's 2005 season and Faye Thornberry's 1955 season as the only Red Sox with at least 1 extra base hit in each of the team's first 6 games. I'm not sure how I feel about him playing the outfield, but I will say it feels really great to see J.D. Martinez back in his midseason form, especially since last year he had a 213 average and had 7 home runs and 211 at-bats and just really kind of struggled without his usual video capabilities that he's used to having to help him adjust his swings after every single at-bat. Christian Vasquez, I just got to give this man a shout out, because every home run that he hits is an absolute bomb. He has never hit a cheap home run in his life. This guy hits home runs that go 600 feet every single time. It's absolutely ridiculous. Today and yesterday, he homered in back-to-back games. His home run last night tied the game, and today his home run just added on to the dog pile for the eventual 9-2 win that cemented this series sweep. 13 of his 42 career home runs have come against the Rays now. I went into a little bit of a deep dive because I feel like this guy just loves to hit game-tying and go-ahead home runs, and I was right because the majority of those 42 career home runs are game-tying or go-ahead home runs. And he also has homered on back-to-back days a lot more than I thought. The first time he ever did so was June 21st and June 22nd, 2019. A few weeks later, July 2nd and July 3rd of 2019. And then last year, one of the only bright spots of this season came on July 29th, 2020, when he hit a home run. And then the following day, on July 30th, he hit two home runs. So this is a guy who somehow has turned into a really well-developed all-around player. He's one of the best defensive catchers in the American League. And now he's one of the best offensive powerhouses of the catchers in the American League. Between 2014 and 2018, Christian Vasquez hit a grand total of 10 home runs in his career. In the 2018 Red Sox season, he only hit 3 home runs. The following year in 2019, he hit 23. And last year, both he and JD Martinez hit 7 home runs in the 60-game season. And now he's hit 2 home runs in the last 2 games. So this is a guy who the Red Sox need to keep around. And I'm saying this because I looked it up and he is signed through 2021 with a 2022 team option. So the campaign to keep Christian Vasquez around begins right now. And finally, last but not least, the baby of the team, he's actually younger than Bobby Dalbec, Rafael Devers, finally broke out of his hitting slump last night in the extra inning game. After going something like 0 for 12 in his first few games of the season, he managed 2 hits last night to help propel the Red Sox to victory over the Rays in the extra inning game. He went 2 for 5 with an RBI, only 1 strikeout. He did leave 2 men on base, but he finally hit a baseball. Having watched Rafael Devers offensively over the last 3 seasons now, once he gets that first hit, everything gets better. Now, before I get into Nathan Eovaldi, who of course pitched an absolute nasty gem today, let's talk about BetOnline, because you might actually start to bet on this Red Sox team. I'm considering putting some money on this Red Sox team, and BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA and NHL and MLB are now in full swing, and BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. You can literally bet on anything. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost everything you can imagine, and they've got you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, so it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to their website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Be a waiver wire winner with the Locked On Fantasy Baseball podcast. It's a daily fantasy baseball podcast hosted by veteran fantasy analyst Scott Cullen, who uses data and nearly 2 decades of fantasy baseball experience to offer the strategies and waiver wire pickups that lead to league wins. Follow Locked On Fantasy Baseball on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Now, let's wrap this up by talking about the one and only Nathan Eovaldi, Nasty Nate, because Nathan Eovaldi pitched an absolute gem today. Again, and I say again because I watched him on opening day and I feel like he didn't get enough kudos for how good he was. He went 5 1/3 with only 4 hits and a walk on Friday's opening day game at Fenway. And today he went 7 innings pitched, only giving up 3 hits, 1 earned run, walking 3, and striking out 7. And on Friday, he only struck out 4 batters on opening day. Today he struck out 7. I've said it before, he's not a big strikeout guy. His career high strikeouts in a single game is 10. 7 strikeouts for him is good. That's solid. So Nathan Eovaldi today, 7 innings pitched. His pitch count was low. His strike count was high. This guy was the Nasty Nate that we've all come to love. His velocity was way up there. His command was pretty impeccable, and the Rays just could not get it going against him. They didn't manage to score their second and final run of the game until the 9th inning. Red Sox notes noted that Nathan Eovaldi has allowed 1 or 0 runs in each of his last starts in the regular season, and he has surrendered 0 home runs in his last 4 starts and to his last 98 batters faced. And once again, I have to reiterate this fact because It's so amazing. The Red Sox are the only team whose starting rotation has not yet allowed a home run this season. Sox notes continued with his last six starts in the regular season. Nathan Eovaldi has a 1.08 ERA, over 33 and a third innings of work, only four earned runs. He struck out 36 batters. He's only walked six, and he's holding opposing batters to a 205 batting average. Overall, this Red Sox starting rotation, and I'm going to give Garrett Richards a free pass because Fenway Park is intimidating as heck, and I think he's going to turn it around. Red Sox pitchers have allowed zero home runs to their 245 batters faced in 57 innings so far this season. Prior to this season, it had been 29 years since they allowed zero homers in the team's first six games of a season, and that was 1992, so I wasn't even alive yet. This team has been so much better than I thought. Even the last three games, they have exceeded my wildest expectations, and I just know that they're going to surprise a lot of people this year. And as everybody always says, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Yes, the first three games of the season were a terrible first impression, but look what they did after it. And I think that the biggest thing this year that feels different is that in the last two seasons, when the Red Sox were down by even a single run, even if it was the first inning, it just felt like, all right, this is over. They're not going to fight back. They're not going to battle. They're not going to rally. This is just it. And we saw last night multiple times that the Red Sox came back to tie it. And then ultimately in the 12th inning, they came back to win it. This team is fighting. They could have taken that 0-3 start and just kind of crumbled, and it could have been a repeat of the last two seasons, but they're not doing it. They are clawing and fighting, and they just demolished the Tampa Bay Rays. And that, to me, is the biggest takeaway from this series, is just that they aren't giving up, and they're not going away, and they're not going quietly. They are battling. But I think the best news is that tomorrow, Thursday, April 8th, in the first away game of the season, the starting pitcher will finally be Eduardo Rodriguez. He hasn't pitched in a Red Sox game since September 29th, 2019. I was there that day watching him try to get his 20th win of the season. As of Friday, that was 551 days ago. And now he's back and he's pitching. And today after the game, Nathan Eovaldi was speaking to the broadcasters and he said, "We're obviously really excited. He means a lot to us, means a lot to the rotation, the team, everything he had to go through last year. It was extremely tough to watch. And I think that's why we all take COVID over here so seriously. Having him back out there on the mound tomorrow, it's going to be great." I think for anybody who is a baseball fan who has lived through the last year plus of COVID, you can't not root for Eduardo Rodriguez. Seeing him back out there tomorrow, no matter how he does, the fact that he's back out there, the fact that he's healthy enough to start a Major League Baseball game is so powerful and a testament to his strength and his fortitude and his will to come back from something that literally could have killed him. And to see him and Trey Mancini both playing in this game tomorrow, my opinion, these two comeback players of the year for the American League are ready. A really special game, win or lose. But honestly, for me personally, I hope he demolishes the Orioles tomorrow. I hope he strikes out everybody. I hope the Red Sox do what they did all of 2019 and give him a billion runs of support. I hope they stomp all over those birds because Eduardo Rodriguez deserves the freaking world. So this has been your Wednesday, April 7th episode of Locked On Red Sox. And I'm not sure if you can hear me smiling while I'm recording this, but it is so fun to finally be able to record episodes about this team during the regular season that are positive. Because I started hosting this show in February of 2020, and pretty soon after that, the world just totally fell apart. We didn't have baseball until July. And then the Red Sox were pretty much terrible for most of last year. So there wasn't that much fun stuff to talk about. And now I get to talk about a team that just went from getting swept 0-3 to sweeping 3-0. And it is just such a treat. So thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for 1,000 followers on the Locked On Red Sox Twitter account. Have a great rest of your Wednesday. And as always, and tomorrow with Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound, go Red Sox.